What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back in on a Monday here on Fesco and Dusty. Seems like today is the last real day of the god-awful heat. And get some nice weather this week.
After mid-September, we'll probably heat back
up.
Let's
do it.
Right as fall is here. We're 13 days now, I believe, away from September. 44 days away from Halloween, Mac.
Let's go. Wow.
Jeez, that's crazy. For as long as we work together, I'm going to bring that up because I think for you, it's the biggest eye-opener of how fast time goes.
It's crazy, man.
Before you know it, it'll be the holidays. Oh, no. It's almost Halloween again.
Again.
Just go to Hy-Vee, dude. They have like all their holiday aisles.
Yep. Unreal.
Everything's there. Everything's decorations, out. Towels for your kitchen that say, weird Halloween stuff. Like Kiss the Spooky Cook or
Ooh,
whatever it is.
Nice.
Something like that. They
I
got
like
the candy,
that.
The skeletons, all that sort of stuff. So you can get a head start. People yesterday at the pool were asking the kids, what do you want to be for Halloween?
Oh, mine
this
are
year?
Already done. It's already done, decided. The whole thing has
what
been planned.
Mean?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I forget what it was. One of those things in one ear and out the other. My oldest daughter's like, well, I'm going to need three different costumes because Halloween's on a Friday this year, so there's going to be at least three parties. I'm like,
she in college? That's awesome. Let's go, dude. Starting early.
Oh, my God. Is that a serious text at the top?
Let me see here. Oh, I hope not. 573,
I hope that's sarcastic. You want to read it for Bob?
573, we've given up over 50 points so far in the preseason. Any concerns?
That's not serious, right?
So we Halloween towels at Hy-Vee, right? Okay, and then the Halloween candy is out. You're a Nerds Clusters guy, right, Mac?
Love the Nerds
big
Clusters.
Time.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, of course, time. Yeah. He's a Nerds Cluster guy. Are you a Nerd Cluster guy?
I can't. You know how you are with chocolate and peanut butter?
The nerds are like that for you.
I mean, I would eat them until like my jaw is just completely rotted away. I mean, I won't stop.
I don't know what it is, man.
I miss the old boxes of Nerds that had the two on each side,
better.
And you can mix them together and all that. But it's nostalgia, though. You know, that's what it is. You miss the old stuff when you were
Nerd,
kid.
Like rope, but I didn't know there was THC in it, so I just sat in my room for like 2 hours. I was just eating it. I was like, this is really good.
That's great.
I was like, this is really good. Oh, it's
6 months later, he's still coming down from the Nerds rope. I mean, my God.
Yeah, 50 milligrams.
Whoa.
I didn't move. I was like, I thought this was just candy, and like everybody else is going, did he eat the whole thing?
He ate the whole rope? You were only supposed to eat a bite of that thing. Why'd you eat the whole rope?
Grab your stupid rope.
I've been pounded this week.
Dude, I mean, I just sat there, and I was just like, what are you watching? It's just the Roku City.
You're right. Back in our day, it was the color bars. Like, you're watching the color bars, man. Like, you went from the national anthem right to the color bars, and you've been here for 6 hours. Yeah, but they're so beautiful.
I mean, dude, I messed up.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Before we get into Trey Hendrickson fast, did your guy win Coach of the Year last night down there in Chicago? Has that been decided? Like Ben Johnson won Coach of the Year last night, right, with a 35-0 preseason win, and Sean McDermott's on the hot seat?
Yeah, because there's concerns in Buffalo about their
huge
defense.
Huge concerns in Buffalo. They played a base shell defense in that game
on
Saturday or Sunday or whatever that was.
They have a base shell.
Yeah. I mean, they were doing nothing out there. Like, people who are concerned over preseason football games on teams like the Bills and the Chiefs and the – I wouldn't say the Bengals because they're a mess, but like the Bills and the Chiefs.
Ravens,
Ravens, maybe Rams, you throw into the Eagles
obviously,
You throw those teams into the mix and you're upset about the preseason, don't be. You shouldn't be. Now, if you are a team like the Cincinnati Bengals that we'll get to, or a team like the Dolphins that we'll probably get to at some point or whatever, then you probably should be concerned about the preseason because there are these big overriding stories that are actually bigger for the organization than what's taking place on the field. And not being able to avoid the off-the-field stories turns into not being able to play well on the field. I think that's where the Bengals and at least the Dolphins are at this point in time.
Caleb Williams, 5 for 6, 97 yards in that first drive.
Looked really good on that first drive.
It was great.
Found Cole Kmet. Found Luther Burden. Luther Burden looked
awesome.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens once the regular season starts.
Of course.
You know, jumping for preseason stats in anything, whether it be minor league, but spring training baseball, preseason in football, preseason in basketball. I don't know what I'm clearly watching in this preseason. None of us do.
I agree.
None of us know.
Concerns with the Chiefs defense.
I didn't even watch the game. I watched more of the Bears game than I did the Chiefs game.
Chris Jones even played?
I got a text from somebody early on Friday that said, it's raining, it's turf, don't waste your time tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the game was on. But, I mean, it was not on my television.
It was on in between Kingdom episodes for us on Friday night.
Mine was on between Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, because every Friday is a marathon on the Food Network.
Yes, it is.
And then last night it was the Bears game switched over to the Great Food Truck Race. Ooh. That show is fantastic.
Who won? Okay.
Well, it's an ongoing series. So you get so I know we're getting off topic here.
That's fine.
So the food truck race Sunday nights starts at, I believe, 7's the week before's episode, and 8's the new episode.
Okay.
And it's, you know, starts off with like 7 different food trucks, and there's some sort of like hook, right? Like there's a celebrity chef that comes in. Like last night, this guy was, you know, he made barbecue, and they had to incorporate pulled pork into their food. Some place does like egg rolls, another place does smash burgers, another place does
pork smash burgers.
Dude. So what they did they incorporated the pork into the burger patty, smashed it down, and made a pulled pork smash burger.
Yes.
Okay.
So the egg roll place made pulled pork spring rolls. And then this other place did like pulled pork sliders. So they did like Philly cheesesteaks. Mm-hmm. But what they did is they did sliders with like pulled pork, coleslaw, and like a sauce on the open face. So, like, you're in, and then they go by sales, and whoever has the lowest amount of sales goes home. And then they go to the next episode.
Okay.
So it's a really interesting show.
That is kind of cool. I do like that.
And it's not Guy Fieri, so you can actually see somebody else.
Somebody else is on there. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. I was watching Molly Yeh the other day on the Food Network, and she made Reuben egg rolls.
Fantastic. They used to have McClancy's back in the day. They were amazing.
Unbelievable.
So good.
The corned beef quesadilla up at the Landing in Liberty, phenomenal. And these Reuben egg rolls looked absolutely awesome. It was corned beef. It was her homemade slaw, and then dipped it in hot, like spicy, Chinese mustard, you know, that you get at Chinese restaurants. For 2 seconds, lights you up a little bit. Like, man, those look really, really good.
Clancy's in Blue Springs used to have them. They were one of the hottest items on the menu.
How could they not be?
And you'd get it with a side of Russian dressing, like you get the Landing, right, like that kind of. Oh my god, it's so good.
Yeah.
So most hated player around the league for each team, the Chiefs is Josh Allen.
I don't think that's the case at all.
Gotta be Burrow, right?
I think it's either Burrow or Elway, because they did of all time.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is on there 5 times.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is on everybody's list.
What the hell do they do to the Cowboys?
It says every NFL fan base is most hated player, and it's all time. And the Bears hate Aaron Rodgers, Buffalo and Denver hate Patrick Mahomes. You know, obviously. And I think there's somebody else out there that probably hates Patrick Mahomes as well.
The Packers hate the Cowboys because of the Dez Bryant catch. Mm. That's why.
Well, Packers Cowboys though,
it's been a
Cowboys. You should just say Jerry Jones.
Yeah, it really.
Who
should.
Openly admitted that he does this on purpose every year. Finally.
Well, that's like the Browns. Their most hated player is Deshaun Watson.
Makes sense. Yeah. Should just say ownership.
Yeah, it really should.
Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah. The Chargers hate Patrick Mahomes as well. But I don't think Josh Allen. I don't hate Josh Allen. I think we've got to talk through this, guys, right? Haven't we? Like, we like Josh Allen.
We like him. Yeah.
We're never going to root for Josh Allen, but I don't hate Josh Allen. I think we hate Joe Burrow, and I think John Elway. Those are the first two names that come to my mind when we talk about most hated player in Kansas City, right? Am I forgetting anybody?
Why are the Ravens' most hated player in franchise history Bernard Pollard?
Bernard Pollard?
Because he broke Tom Brady's leg, and maybe there was a trickle-down effect to that.
From the Ravens hating him?
I don't know. But he played for the Ravens, too.
Yeah,
but
shouldn't the Ravens be Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
Like,
or Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Or Roethlisberger.
Or Roethlisberger is a ton of good options.
Bernard Pollard? He saw this list. What the hell did I do to the Ravens?
But he played for the Ravens. Like, did he do something there that I'm forgetting about?
I mean, I know, what's his face? Not Brandon Flowers, but the other guy we had at the same time, the other corner.
Brandon Carr.
He played for the Ravens,
right? Yeah, he did. So. You're right. What the hell did Bernard Pollard do that the Ravens that's what I'm trying to figure.
And then I love how the graphic is just Mahomes.
Yeah.
And he's on there one time.
No, he's not. He's on there Buffalo. Oh, he's on Denver, there Denver. Buffalo, he's yeah. on there with San Diego. He's not on there with the Raiders, which is Travis Kelce.
It should be Travis Kelce. It should be Andy Reid. Yeah. And then the Rams franchise of all time hates Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
That's the Rams' most hated franchise player.
He's according their second string quarterback according right
to,
now.
What is it? All Sports Culture.
Yeah.
Bernard Pollard.
Never heard of him.
I got to know why Bernard Pollard is the number one hated Raven yeah. of all time. Did he stink when he played there? Did he give up a big play?
He still plays there. I don't know. It's weird.
Bernard Pollard hasn't played in a decade.
I was talking to Jimmy G. No, Bernard Pollard. Garoppolo. Yeah, my fault.
Yeah, Garoppolo, did he beat the Rams when he was with the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl or something?
I know he beat Rodgers 1 year.
Yep.
The first year they played the Chiefs, right? Is that right?
I believe so. Yes. They kicked their ass.
Yeah, in Green Bay.
In Green Bay.
Yeah, because it was like, Rodgers can't win in the playoffs anymore. Let's go look at his playoff numbers.
Yep.
He's under 500 in the playoffs. Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah. It's like 11 and 12. Yeah. Or 10 and 11.
10 and 12, 10 and 11. Something in that range. Yeah.
I'm surprised Jamar Chase isn't the Chiefs most. Is he probably
that's
up there?
Up there.
Yeah.
That's
Jamar
a good one.
Chase is a good one. Yeah.
I do not like him.
Let's go to the text line. Jamar Chase. It's Joe and Tom. Seriously, F Josh Allen. Biggest crybaby since Philip Riva. Jamar Chase, Tom Brady. I hate Josh Allen. Looks like a D face.
I think the reason we don't hate Josh Allen though is because we beat him every time. Like if he was beating us, he'd absolutely
100%.
That's why I hate Joe Burrow more than Josh Allen, because he beat us one time.
And he did it looking cool.
Yeah, he did.
He always looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Bernard Pollard was a violent player who beat the Patriots in the playoffs with forced fumbles. He was also the one that hit break. Yeah, but what do you do?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The Ravens. Yeah. Why do the Ravens hate him?
Because he created the rule that you couldn't hit the quarterback if you were on the ground.
Yeah, he's the reason for Matt Castle. So, I mean,
did he like say he was going to sign there and then just like pull the chair out?
No,
like,
I don't know, but he was there for a long time.
That's just a weird misprint. Dove.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.